Om Sai Ram. May Baba's loving glance destroy all the sins. Today, I will be talking about an extract from the book Sai at 366, the happening on 22nd of April, which talks about the advice. Plague had spread in the district of Ahmednagar. As part of safe measures towards the disease, the British administration introduced vaccination for the first time. The collector called Nana Saheb Chandorkar, asked him to vaccinate first so that people in that area would have the courage to do the vaccination. Nana Saheb Chandorkar was doubtful about the vaccination if that would end up giving him difficulties. However, it was inevitable for him to go for vaccination. He was worried as to what could be done in this matter. Then suddenly, he remembered Sai Baba, who manifested in Shirdi. Nana Saheb Chandorkar wanted to seek the advice of Sai Baba in this regard. He started to Sai Baba. When he reached Dwarka Mai and prostrated before Sai Baba, "Do not worry, have the vaccination. You would not get the fever. There will not be any death threat to you," said Sai Baba. Even before Nana Saheb Chandorkar asked Sai Baba about his predicament on getting the advice from Sai Baba, Nana Saheb Chandorkar felt that his purpose of visiting Shirdi was fulfilled. He felt that Sai Baba has given him the correct advice, thus vaccinated first and had become a guide to others as per Sai Baba's advice. There were many who seek the advice of Sai Baba. The advices were not limited to materialistic things alone. A person named Vinayak Sathe came to Sai Baba to develop in spiritual path. He used to read Guru Charitra regularly. Sai Baba gave him a dream vision and taught him Guru Charitra. After his dream, Sathe sent Kaka to Sai Baba to seek his advice whether he should read the Guru Charitra again. Sai Baba advised him and Sathe followed. Mention of this is made in Sri Sai Satcharitra chapter 18 and 19. Shankaran Nair was the person who was in highest position in British government. Kaparde was known to Nair. Nair knew the relation of Sai Baba and Kaparde. He had sent Kaparde to ask Sai Baba whether continuance of service was good to him, whether he was in the right path in spirituality. If not, whether Sai Baba would put him to right path. Kaparde went to Shirdi and had the darshan of Sai Baba. Unfortunately, Kaparde has not mentioned about the advice given by Sai Baba in his diary. Sir Shankaran Nair left his mortal coil on April 22nd, year 1934. Sai Baba gives advice to everyone. Advices could be sought, but what is important is we should follow them with full honesty. The moral of the story: Baba always advises his devotees in his own peculiar way. We, as his devotees, need to be attentive to understand his preachings and sayings and make sure that we follow them in our day-to-day activities. every chapter of Sai Satcharita gives a beautiful dimension which we could follow in our daily routines. Hence, my request to all the Sai Bandhus to start realizing the words of Baba and follow them wholeheartedly. Let us take the first step to follow, and Baba will take the care of rest of our activities. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.